here's a story from The World.
Now, a look at how Russians remember their former leader.
Well, most Americans view Gorbachev, of course, as the person that ended the Cold War. The Russians view them in the same way, but to them, the way he ended the Cold War is by losing it.
Dmitry Alperovich was born in Russia and now heads a think tank in Washington, D.C. He says that in Russia, many people see Mikhail Gorbachev as a failure.
His reputation is not great because people view the loss of the Russian Empire, the greatness of the state, as being directly attributed to his actions.
Dmitry, you were in Russia in 1991 when Gorbachev resigned and the Soviet Union collapsed. Before we get to your analysis, what do you recall from those days?
It was a very scary time because no one knew how it would turn out. Of course, there was a takeover by hardliners, and Gorbachev actually disappeared in his vacation house in Crimea for a time. There were tanks on the streets. The television stations were off. No one was getting news. There was ballet playing all day long. So it was very uncertain. No one knew how it would come out.
What was Gorbachev trying to do with his reforms at that time?
So he was trying to reform the Soviet Union, but he did not want to collapse the Soviet Union. He did not want to end communism. He did not even want democracy. He wanted sort of a managed system where the Communist Party would still be the prevalent party. As a result, most Russian people don't view him as the person that liberated Russia, that turned it into another direction, because they realized throughout all of this time that he was not interested in that.
So you're saying that Gorbachev, to Russians, wasn't visionary enough because he was still trying to work within the communist system?
Absolutely. And he was trying to fight and constrain Yeltsin's ambitions to create an independent Russia. He, of course, did not want the Baltics to leave the Soviet Union and famously sent troops to try to contain the protesters, which led to bloodshed. So he had blood on his hands as a result of that. And that's why his reputation is in shatters in Russia.
In 1996, Gorbachev ran for president in Russia and received less than 1% of the vote. Why was he so unpopular then, just a handful of years after he left office?
Well, by that time, Yeltsin was in power. He was running for re-election at the time. He was able to paint Gorbachev as the throwback to the old communist times. He reminded people that Gorbachev was the one that was trying to slow down the reforms that Yeltsin and others started to push for in the late 1980s as the Soviet Union was crumbling. So many Russians saw him first as a failure and two as someone who would try to take the system back to the old days.
Did those feelings remain right up to Gorbachev's death?
They really did. The tragedy, of course, of his legacy is that he got all of the blame for all the bad things that happened to Russia and Russians, but did not get any of the credit. And if you look at what has happened since then, Russia has become once again an autocratic society. Relations with the West are at their worst point in 50 to 70 years. And much of what you could say his accomplishment or his legacy has now dissipated.
You've written a lot about Putin's Russia. Are there any remains of Gorbachev's legacy in Russia today?
Well, perhaps the nicest thing that you can say about the man, and he was a very complex man, but he left office really not a very rich man, which is not something that you can say about any of the people that have followed him. Yeltsin and Putin and everyone that followed in Gorbachev's footsteps were extremely corrupt and have stolen much of Russia's economy to enrich themselves and their families.
How do you connect in your head the legacy of Gorbachev and the dissolution of the Soviet Union and today's war in Ukraine?
Well, I think it led directly to it because in many ways, by trying to hang on to this tiger, by trying to keep the system and engaging in very undemocratic actions, he had paved the way for Yeltsin and Putin to continue that and ultimately lead into this autocratic state that emerged with, you know, a grand vision of its imperial past that they want to resurrect and waging this devastating imperialist war in Ukraine. So in many ways, because of how he was trying to end the system and hang on to what he was trying to preserve, that paved the path for everyone else to continue using those methods, very undemocratic methods.
Wow. So looking ahead, what are the chances that Russia will come around to Gorbachev's vision for the Soviet Union, what was then the Soviet Union?
Well, no one, not even Putin, wants a resurrection at this point of the Soviet Union. Certainly no one wants to return to communism. So Russia is in a very different state, but it is, again, an authoritarian country. It's not a communist country, but it is a country where the security services are supreme, where freedom of speech was once again suppressed, where criticizing the government can give you a long term in jail. So in many ways, we are back in the 1950s and perhaps even 1930s to some extent, the worst times during the Stalinist era in terms of the repression that Russian people are under from Vladimir Putin's government.
Dmitry, do you think Russia's experience in the 1990s after Gorbachev permanently taint how Russians feel about democracy?
They did. Democracy has become a dirty word in Russia over the last 30 years. They associate it with chaos, with economic collapse, with not really many benefits for their daily life. And as a result, they're comfortable with an authoritarian system, with sort of a czar-like figure in Putin that has ultimate power and that decides for them where the country should go.
You know, we've been talking today about how Russians and Americans remember Gorbachev differently. Do our two countries simply have a fundamentally disconnected worldview?
I don't think it's a disconnected worldview. It's simply looking at history from the perspective of the victor or the loser. And the United States obviously benefited from the collapse of the Soviet Union and winning the Cold War. And many Russians believe that they lost as a result of it.
What about you, Dmitry? What do you think of Gorbachev?
Well, I'm grateful to him for opening up the country and allowing me to ultimately immigrate to the United States. That would not have happened without his policies. But I do understand that people that remained in Russia have very complex feelings about the man.
Dmitry Alperovich is chairman of Silverado Policy Accelerator, a Washington, D.C. think tank. He's co-author of Another Russia is Possible, just published in the journal Foreign Affairs. Thanks a lot, Dmitry.
Thanks for having me.